He had just raised his wand when the compartment door slid open again. The toadless boy was back, but this time he had a girl with him. She was already wearing her Hogwarts robes.
"Has anyone seen a toad? Neville's lost one," she said.
She had a bossy sort of voice, lots of bushy brown hair, and rather large front teeth. Like many other philosophers who greatly extended our knowledge of nature, Galileo had a remarkable aptitude for the invention of instruments designed for philosophical research to facilitate his practical work. We find that in 1599, he had engaged a skilled workman who was to live in his house and be constantly at hand to try the devices which were forever springing from Galileo's fertile brain.